Hi, thank you for tuning in to another episode of
Miami-ish.
It's your girls, Rissa and
Naima.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode. We've had a long break this time. It's been a while. A lot has transpired, definitely, for me, I will say. I just got back from a wonderful vacation. I went to, like, tons of countries. I've seen a lot of stuff. Definitely almost died a couple of times, for sure. Like, had some epic stuff that, like, you really wouldn't even believe that has happened that, you know, one day I'll tell you guys. It's no possible way that I could do that in an episode. But, and then getting readjusted to work, you know, has been, it hasn't been hard, but it's been kind of like, you know, when you just get off vacation, sometimes you don't mind being at work because right. You definitely kind of appreciate some of the things that, you know, you have at home. But I definitely need to stop drinking soon, I feel like. But my birthday's coming up.
Yes, so that's probably not going to
happen.
Sure.
Yeah, that's probably definitely not going to happen. But I drink a lot.
Wait, why not?
Because it's just like I've been drinking like crazy, like because we were on a cruise. So true. I drank every day. Like we literally were running out of Hennessy, legit. Like, and they were like, yeah, you got to wait till the next pour. Like, it's got to come through customs. Like, and I was just like really enjoying myself, and except like the one day that I went to Martinique and I realized I had no zero French. Like, it was
The best app for that, at least to learn like a couple bits, or what is that one called? Duolingo. It has like a little owl on it. And it teaches you like little phrases in French or whatever language you want.
Oh yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's helped me learn Spanish, but I didn't think that I would had to learn French. Like, I guess I just took that for granted. So it just really humbled me. It made me think, like, just when I think, like, I knew everything. And it's just like, I really don't know shit. Like, there's a really big world out
there.
There's
a big world, right. Yeah, so you got inspired. You felt inspired.
I felt
really
inspired.
That's awesome. So are you going to learn French now?
Yeah, I definitely want to learn French. And I'm finding it's so weird that, like, I'm finding other people know French, too. I know this sounds really silly, but it's like, I never really was around a lot of people that spoke French. Like, okay, like, you know, Florida, it's different, or Miami, you know, you people around Creole, like French Creole,
right.
And Spanish, like really standard stuff. But it's like, you know, wow, like French is like really hard. And it's like, you know, something that I found like challenging, you know, basically.
Yeah.
So it
but
was
But now you have something to focus on, and like, you know, hopefully you could take that with you on the next trip, learn some French.
Girl, yeah. So what's been up with you since I've been gone, girl? We need
just
to catch
a
up.
Lot. The time that you've been gone, we've done a lot of things. As far as me and like the people that I work with, we got to go to a shelter. We fed the homeless for like maybe 4 hours.
Oh, that's really good.
That was really nice. I got to do a boutique fashion show with my sister, which was really fun.
Oh, wow.
I've never gotten to do anything special like that with her. So it was really cool. It was really like empowering. It was really like I was really able to see her in a different light. She's, mm-hmm. you know, she's growing up. She's my little sister, but, you know, she's a woman now and she's starting to blossom finally. So that was really nice to see.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Got to do some performances with friends, a lot of practice, a lot of like work / creative stuff / organizing the house. Got some stuff out, mm-hmm. organized some stuff, put it in a box. Gonna give that away. Did a lot of cleaning. I had this like little cluster in my room that I could not get rid of. Like, you know, stupid shit like paper clips and papers and bills and like old receipts and just a bunch of junk.
And you just finally like got rid of it.
Finally.
But
thank
girl, how
God.
Was Art Basel really quick?
Because I Oh my God, Art Basel. That's right. So Art Basel was so good. Got to do a lot of things, but I missed out on so many other things that I wanted to get into. Mm-hmm. Like there was I don't know what you call it, like museums and like exhibitions that I wanted to go to that mm-hmm. I didn't get to go to, but some of them I did. I got to see a lot of dope art. One of my friends were
jealous.
Featured in a really dope display. It was like an acrylic photo. You know when you like you have a photo, you blow it up, but it, instead of a canvas, it's like an acrylic like portrayal of the image. So it was like a photographer artist that came from Brazil. They collaborated, and then mm-hmm. he had two major pieces on the wall inside of that museum, and that was really cool. I got to support her on that. A lot of traffic, a lot of Uber spikes.
Oh yeah,
like unreasonable. Normally, normally from work to home, it's $12, $11. spike up to $30, $40 just for a simple trip home.
So was it overall like a good creative vibe? Because I felt like Art Basel last year was a little ghetto, if I'm going to be honest. Was it like a little ghetto at all this year?
It depends.
And ghetto, I will mean like, it doesn't mean like probably what you guys might think, but it was just like a lot of young kids and like barely 21-year-olds out there.
So now that Basel has become more popular, mm-hmm. now kids are out, you know, just to get a peek of what's going on. There's a lot of celebrities. Now people want a piece of that action. Even if you're not able to go to these events, you want to maybe see them in the street. You know, a lot of that happened last year. I think, well, of course, Kanye West did a last minute opera show that some friends that I knew went. The tickets were like $200. So okay. he did a show on a boat, and then mm-hmm. he did like the second part opera inside of I don't know what building, but it was really nice from what I saw. So you get to see like a lot of surprise things popping up, and I think that everybody just wants to get a piece of that action. So yeah, it can be some kids there. It can be some, you know, mix of people that you normally wouldn't see for Art Basel mm-hmm. because a lot of people are coming to buy art. Then you have street artists, you have dancers, you have people you have people who travel mm-hmm. that are just, you know, banging on their drums or their buckets just to make money here because they know that there's money to be made.
And did you hear, I wanted to tell you, I just didn't want to forget. That's why I'm like, so, because I had forgot, honestly. But did you hear about that banana that was duct taped yes. to the white background that was sold for $120,000?
Yes, and somebody peeled it off and ate it.
Oh, wow. The person that bought it, of course, right?
I'm not sure. I don't think it's the person that bought it. Oh, wow. I don't think so.
I was like, you know what? That's it. Like, I'm about to start taking some more art classes because, you know what? Listen, and I'm not even saying that in a, you know, derogatory way at all. I'm just saying, like, hey, listen, art can just be seen by art by anybody. It really doesn't matter. It just matters who values it.
My whole thing was about the banana thing is, like, after you buy it, it's going to decay. So, like, you're going to have to eventually take that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, unless there's some crazy way to seal it, which I doubt it, it's going to decompose. So, like, that was just strange to me. And I never even got to get the full detail on it. Mm-hmm. I just knew it was ridiculous, and I just kind of ignored it every time I saw it. But, yeah, it was a fun week. So tell us who we have today for our guest.
Well, I was actually going to get into that. I was just going to say that I just kind of like started talking without introducing our guest today, but I was just so ready to tell you guys, you know, how I was just glad to be back from my break.
Welcome
so
back.
Do you mind introducing yourself?
Yes, my name is Demetrius.
Hi, Demetrius. Welcome. Welcome to Miami-ish.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I'm glad that he's here too. We are actually really glad. We've actually spent a little bit of time together, which, you know, I think that we need to really make that more of a thing to hang out a little bit before the, you know, we make an episode. I definitely think
that it builds chemistry.
But I feel like it's only right for us to do, like, I think we should do an icebreaker.
No, let's open up. Let's do
he's
it.
He's acting a little bit nervous right now and shy, and he knows that he's not shy. And, you know, of course, I know he's going to have a lot to say because we have a lot to talk about today, but I feel like we should do a little icebreaker.
So let's do it. So I have a couple questions for you, okay? This is just for you to open up and have some fun.
And I'll answer one, too. Like, you know, we'll answer.
We'll take turns answering the question, but you have to be the first one to answer.
Exactly.
Okay, so would you rather, and this is the game that we play called This or That. So a breakup text on your birthday or to be ghosted on Christmas?
Ooh, wow. Wait, so what are the choices?
A breakup text on your birthday mm-hmm. or to be ghosted on Christmas?
I'd probably take the ghosted on Christmas.
You rather that?
I think I'm going to say ghosted on Christmas too, because I feel like the birthday, that's pretty freaking low down.
Pretty hectic, right? That's a little hectic.
Why do you say that though?
Because your birthday is something personal. Christmas is a universal holiday, so.
Do you celebrate your birthday?
No, I don't.
But that's interesting for someone that doesn't celebrate their birthday to pick that, because you would think that, well, hell, what else do you have? Do you value like Valentine's Day or any holiday, or is that like a universal holiday?
Valentine's Day because it's my youngest daughter's birthday.
Oh, that's nice. That's sweet.
Okay, makes sense.
Second question.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good one. To walk in on your parents making love or have them walk in on you?
Oh, shit.
Well, I did walk in on my mother having sex once. So.
Oh, wow.
But as a child, right? Or as an adult?
As an adult.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh my God, are you serious?
Did she see your presence? Like, did
of
she know
course
you were
she
there?
Saw my presence. Because
like, what
I
was, happened?
I announced myself right as I'm walking in, and
oh wow,
the guy was on top humping, and I just walked right back up.
Oh damn. That's pretty. I would die.
That's crazy.
I would literally probably throw up like in the bathroom, like if I saw some shit like that.
Okay, so which one would you rather? You rather that or you rather the opposite?
Yeah, I guess because he, well.
I've already experienced that.
So. Right, but now that you have the experience, now you have more perspective.
What was the other choice?
If you would rather walk in on them or they would walk in on you,
nah,
what
I wouldn't
you
want
choose?
Anyone walking in on me.
Okay,
sex,
perfect. No. Okay, so that's pretty interesting. Well,
you know what?
It's funny that he says that because I have walked in on my mother when I was a child. And I didn't understand it. I was just like, what the fuck were they doing? Like, you know, I was saying what the fuck, but right. What the heck? You know what I mean? Like, what were they doing? That was so strange. Like, I remember, like, what my mind made out of it, because, you know, when mm-hmm. you don't see that and then you see it for the first time, depending on, like, whatever it looks like. Mm-hmm. I just saw, like, in my child's mind, like, a ball. Like, two people in a ball. And I was just like, what are they doing? Like, and then I closed the door and I was just like, that is just so strange. Like, it's so strange. I didn't get it. I was just like, okay.
You know what? That's funny because, like, growing up, like, with my grandparents, like, I guess I just always knew what sex was, but I never saw them. But I knew, like, I figured out, like, during my childhood, maybe not at that time, that they would send me over, like, my neighbor's house, like, so that they could have sex, literally. Oh. And I would, like, have dinner. So they would be like, hey, you're having dinner with such and such tonight. And I'd be like,
"You kind of
oh, I'm having dinner
together.
With them.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I just was always grown. So I'm like, oh, I'm having dinner. Okay, whatever. Why can't I have dinner here? Like, why am I going over these people's house? But I just knew, like, I was just going to be over there because I would only be gone for, like, 2 to 3 hours. Like, I wouldn't be over there.
Oh, so you put it together eventually.
Like, probably when I was, like, 8 years old, but they were doing that, like, when I was, like, super young. And I'm like, yo, these people are crazy slick.
So I'm going to have to agree with you and say walk in on them. Because I think I would be mortified if my father or my mother ever walked on me just doing my thing. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
You're going to see some shit, Mom.
Like, shit, that's crazy. Like, that's too much.
You're going to see some shit,
you know what I'm saying? Like, period, Pooh.
But not really, though.
You know, yeah, really. So for sure, I agree with you. I wouldn't want my mother or father to ever see me in my rare form, like in situation.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you're just letting it loose, like just open, like, you know.
But
like,
you know what? My mom has came over my house. Like, I don't know if maybe I was like fucking at that time, but I definitely probably just got finished. Fucking and like I didn't have any clothes on, and like, you know, I knocked at the door, and like my boyfriend at the time was like, we were both like, who is that? Like, we were like, oh shit, who's that? So of course, as the man, you know, he would go look, you know what I'm saying? So he'd go look outside, and he's like, yo, it's your mom. But I wouldn't believe him. I'm like, stop lying. You like, bro, my mom's outside. He like, yeah, that's your mom. I'm like, yo. So, like, I have to, like, hurry up and, like, get dressed. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, obviously I'm in my place. So, you know, I'm naked as, you know, I'm just naked, okay?
Naked as shit.
You know, ready to do whatever. And I'm just like, wow, mom. And then my mom's got to come inside and stuff. And it's just like, yo. Ooh. And then it's just like, basically, whatever we were doing or finished doing, like, that shit's over with. You know what I'm saying? Because my mom's there. And it's not like she's doing anything. It's just the fact that, you know, you have company. So it's like, but at a really odd time, it's like, could you have called? You know, it probably possibly warned a brother, you know, before you came through like that. But I've definitely had something similar, but
next question here. So, to accidentally send a dirty text to your boss, or to accidentally send a sexy voicemail to your mom?
Oh, wow.
To my boss.
To your boss?
Yeah.
Oh, heck no. I'm going to say to my mom. That would be embarrassing.
It would depend if my boss was a woman or a man. If it was a woman, I would just be cracking the fuck up. Like, I'll just be like, my bad, girl.
True.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, still unprofessional, but whoops, I'm sorry, disregard, whatever.
I've almost done that too many times.
It'll still be embarrassing, but, like, not as embarrassing as, like, again, like, my parents knowing my filthy mind.
Like, or, like, damn near sending, like, my worst fear is, like, to, like, send a nasty pic to like a coworker or like my boss or something. Because, you know, like I told you that sometimes, you know, like I like to go to the bathroom and, you know, take pictures.
Okay, shit.
It's like, what would I, like, that would be mortifying if I'm like on break and it's like, okay, so that's what you're doing on your break, like taking nasty photos. Like, that's terrible.
Oh my goodness. Like, this is what she's doing. She's not even working.
I mean, she's not even using the bathroom. Like, it's just like, come on, man. It's just like.
No, you go to grandma's house, like. I'm gonna use the bathroom. I'll be back.
Well, right.
She ain't even using the bathroom.
Right. let me bother her and see what she's doing. That is terrible, y'all. That is terrible. So is that it, y'all?
That's it. We can move forward.
Okay. Well, today I want to talk about
what we talking about?
Cheating. Okay.
Mm, in Miami.
Have you ever experienced that, Naima?
I've never known if I was ever cheated on. Mm-hmm. I hope to God I wasn't. And obviously they did a good job if I didn't find out. I always said.
But you didn't know about it.
Yeah. If I ever did, I never knew about it. I always say, if you're going to cheat on me, break up with me, or you better be so good at it that I don't fucking know about it.
So let me ask y'all something really quick. So I kind of, you know, did a little, not research, but, you know, a little research. Mm-hmm. And this, you know, made sense to me that there are three types of cheating. You know, there's emotional cheating, mm-hmm. you know, there's physical cheating, and then there's like social media. If you want to say social media now, but
yeah, it could be cyber, text internet, messaging. Right.
Because I don't know, like, you know, text, phone kind of stuff, you know, because I feel like it's kind of a gray area, but it's also like, you know, like a separate topic at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, FaceTime, texting.
So would you agree or disagree that these are levels, or do you guys think that, you know, it's just kind of like separate categories, like I just said, like, hey, physical's cheating's number one, and then, you
like,
know.
Like, yeah, like worst to least. Like,
what do you guys think? Yeah.
Wait, have you ever cheated? Just before we begin that.
Yeah, I haven't even asked. Yeah. Have you cheated before?
After the person cheated on me, yeah.
Mm. But so technically, you
played
cheated.
The game. Wait, so yeah. you played that?
Well,
game.
I did, and in my first marriage, I did. Mm. But after that, it was like, you know what? I just rather leave the situation than to, you know,
right.
Go
you
that.
Realize, yeah, it's not worth the back
yeah,
and forth.
It wasn't. It really wasn't.
Okay, thank you for your honesty.
So, what do you think? Like, so what do you do? What would you guys? What would you think is the worst, Demetrius? Like, what do you think is the worst out of those three things that I named?
I think they're all equal because cheating is a mental state. It has nothing to do with, you know, the action per se. I mean, whether you're talking to someone.
So you think it has more to do with intention?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. I mean, if a person is given an opportunity to cheat, like physically or through, you know, the internet or what was the other one?
Text messaging.
Yeah.
But, you know, like you said, kind of, you know, like I also mentioned too, emotional and text messaging kind of does go hand in hand because, like you said, you have intention there. But I would say that I honestly, I don't think that they are on the same level, if I'm being honest. I'm not saying that any are okay, but I think that like emotional cheating and physical cheating are different because for some people, they don't, you know, they have different values when it comes to sex.
Right.
And I'm not saying that it's right and it's okay, because I definitely think that it's so hurtful for any kind of betrayal like that to happen.
Of course. Yeah.
But for some people, you might just have like a physical thing and something might have happened. And I'm not saying it's okay, but to me, I would feel more upset knowing that my man or somebody that I'm in a relationship with can't talk to me. Like, they emotionally are
you
depending
take it
on
deeper,
somebody.
Right, you take
that
it
would
deep.
Hurt me more than them having sex with somebody, because I feel like if I'm being with you all the time and we don't have open communication and you basically don't trust me enough to tell me, like, hey, I'm feeling bad this day, and you're going to go tell the next chick, like, what's going on with you. That's really, to me, like, that's like on a deeper level. So that's where I think, like, emotional cheating comes through.
Right.
And I do think text messaging, you know, you like when you know people, I'm not, and intention is a really good point, but I think that sometimes, you know, when you meet somebody, everybody has their own past. So you don't know like what the real, like the real history
real
behind like a text message,
okay.
Things like that. You know what I mean? Like, to me, those are different levels, but I also do agree. And I can understand where someone would say, you know, those are basically, you know, all on the same level, but like I'm saying, basically on level. So would you consider, since you guys say that, like, would you consider like dancing with somebody in the club cheating, Or your girl, like, what if your girl Demetrius let a guy buy her a drink? Like, do you consider that cheating?
I mean, I would. I don't know. It's,
because again, see, we're going into like some light shit. That's, you know,
for
you said
me,
all the same.
I think the biggest issue in all relationship is lack of communication.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because before these things have an opportunity to present themselves, there should be conversations
about these kinds of things, right?
Exactly. Like, you know, you sit down, you find out, you know, what the person, you know,
where their heads at.
Yeah,
right?
It's like, okay, I'm this type of person. I don't like, you know, the type of person you're in a relationship with. If they're a jealous person, they don't want you around anybody of the opposite sex,
right? And but sometimes those situations open up to see where that person's at, because sometimes each new situation gives you a new gauge. Oh, this is what they accept or what they don't accept, etc.
Right.
Like, so I understand exactly what you mean.
But I don't really understand also, but I want to hear like what you explain it more, because it's like, to me, it's like, how do you feel about, okay, you trust your girl, but it's okay for her to dance with somebody in the club, or your man to get a dance from a girl? Like, what do you think?
And so I think, he was mentioning earlier, like, it all depends on the type of person you're with. So, like, hopefully these kinds of things will be discussed, like, you know, through casual conversation of getting to know your partner, and hopefully that's already known before that issue even plays out. But like I said, sometimes you need the situation to play out to find out where you guys are in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think the dancing thing, for me, dancing is dancing. Now, there is a level of a stranger dancing with your partner, and then maybe that person who's out of the loop, that's not your partner, mm-hmm. might take it to the next level where it's like dancing, then inappropriate.
Right.
You know what I mean? And everyone has their own different level of that. Or dancing, and then now being intentional to either want to link up with you, link up with your man, or both of you, or whatever the case may be, you know, giving those signals. But for me, dancing is dancing. I would have to understand and make sure that my partner also feels dancing is dancing as well, you know?
So what do you think?
I agree with her on that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You agree with dancing is dancing? Okay, but so, like, what about, like, flirting out, like, outside the relationship? Because, you know, there's times where, okay, we're all grown. Okay, you're not with your man or your girlfriend 24/7. And especially if you're a friendly type of person, you know, depending on who's asked, you know, you could be flirting. You know what I mean? Like, so how's your behavior supposed to, you know, how are you supposed to govern yourself if you are in a relationship? Are you supposed to just stop talking to men altogether? And I'm not saying that in a dramatic way.
But I know what you mean. Yeah, because with sometimes that makes people,
on that?
Yeah, some people get bothered by that. And sometimes people think just because by flirting or whatever the case may be that they might feel like there's something going on, or there might be cheating, or there might be. I do think,
or that could be a form of cheating for somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that.
You know what I mean? Because I'm realizing, like I said, just like how I mentioned earlier, I'm saying that I think that there's levels, and you guys expressed that, you know, you think there's all the same. So
yeah.
With that being said, that's very broad. You know what I mean? That's a
right,
broad thing,
for sure.
Because that can mean so many different things. So that's why I guess I've just conditioned myself to kind of prioritize these different occurrences that happen and try to, you know, I guess decide whether I want to continue the situation based upon what it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I do also agree sometimes it is easier just to cut off some funny shit, and that's how I am about most things. But sometimes with that, because let me ask y'all something. But, you know, you've been married before.
Twice.
How long was the first marriage?
9 years.
Oh, wow. And the second one?
Two.
Okay.
And so, what, like, so did you have, and did you go through cheating in your 9-year marriage?
Yeah, that was the one where she cheated, and then I started cheating because she cheated.
And so how did you find out?
I was gonna say, before you answer that, I just lost the question.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what was the question you asked me?
I said, how did you find out?
How did you find out? And I wanted to say, when you cheated back, was it secretly?
No, it was out in the
open. Oh, okay. I wanted to know what kind of, like,
yeah,
get no, back exactly. that was. All right, cool.
Yeah.
So you found out and you walked in on her. That's what you said.
Yeah, I did.
You want to walk us through that, or is that too much?
Man, that was over 15 years ago.
Okay, let's do it.
Wow.
Can you
so,
walk
like,
us
how
through
did
it?
That even happen? Like, how did you manage to walk in on that?
She was at a friend's house with my second daughter, who was a baby at the time. And I was working 12-hour shifts. So when I got off, I wanted to go get my daughter from mm-hmm. her friend's house. So I went to the friend's house, knocked on the door. The friend came and opened up. I walked in. Her and the guy's on the sofa. The guy jumps up, runs into the next room. She runs into the bathroom.
Oh, wow. Wait, so they were in the living room?
Yeah.
Doing it?
Yeah.
And the friend came to answer the door.
And yeah. walked past them.
Yeah.
Do you think she was doing stuff with them too?
No, she was in the room with her man.
Oh, wow.
But it's interesting that the friend answered the door.
Yeah.
While your wife was in the living room.
She said she didn't know that they were in there doing it.
Oh, Lord.
That sounds like some ultra wild, yeah, ultra wild, messy weird. Stuff, though. Shit. But
to go back to what we were saying earlier about knowing the person that you're with. I've been in relationships where, you know, one particular one when I dated this Trinidadian girl, and she was extremely beautiful. Like, okay. guys used to throw themselves at her.
Okay.
But I was the type of person that ignored her, and that's what made her want me. And so when we started...
Like, during the relationship or to get her?
No, like, when...
To get her. When you're recording / trying to get her.
Right.
You would like, ignore her.
Yeah, and she liked that, I suppose.
Because it's the opposite of what she's used to. Got it.
So when we got together, it's like guys would try to talk to her while I was there, and she used to, like, get upset because she was like, you know, why don't you ever say something to these? I was like, you're an adult.
You wanted her to handle herself.
Yeah. Right? It's like, if you're not responsible enough to tell somebody that you're in a relationship, then you shouldn't be in a relationship.
I understand that.
So, to the point of, it depends on the person that you're with, because there's been some people that I've been with that would never do something like that. So, I treat them a little bit differently. So,
yeah. Yeah. But thank you for sharing that. I like how, like, love it. You got stories and stuff. You're open.
If your partner cheated on you and never did it again, would you rather they be honest and never tell you?
Oh, that's so hard to answer. So this is my thing, right? With the cheating mm-hmm. thing, we talked about the three levels, and as we lightly spoke on this before in private, mm-hmm. I think if you do one, for me, you did all of them. Because my mind won't be able to accept, like you were talking about levels. I feel like there are levels, but I feel like once you hit one level of obvious cheating in some type of way, you're on the way to do the other steps, mm-hmm. or you thought about it, or you did it, whichever the case may be, I feel like it all falls into play. Because my mind won't rest and say, like, oh, well, he just did this kind of cheating, or he just did that. I'm okay with that. It didn't go this far, so we can save this. My mind already is going, and now I'm starting to think about things that maybe are not even existing, but could be in the thoughts of my partner. And mm-hmm. I don't want to be in that element where I'm already so defensive and, like, paranoid and making up shit in my head. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I'm killing my sanity. So right. I do believe, just to touch bases on that, I do believe if you hit one, you're about to do the other steps, or in my mind, you know, you already crossed that boundary where I can't trust you, as if you've already done something physical, whether it was or not, you know?
Yeah.
With the question you just asked, I always tell my partners, if you're going to cheat on me, first of all, leave me. If you're scared to tell me in person, which I get that, people react crazy when you break up with them or whatever. If you feel like, I mean, I would still be upset if they broke up with me through text, but if that's what you needed to do to, like, just let me know this ain't for you or whatever the case may be, do that. Because if I find out, which is what our guest kind of did in this first marriage, I don't want to get on my evil end, on the evil side, and play that game with you, because we're both going to lose. You know what I mean? You're going to lose me as a partner, saying that I trust you to not do it again. But eventually, in some kind of way, I'm going to feel like I need to redeem myself to get you back.
Right.
So it's either play the game, which is stressful, which is sad, which is wasteful, which is, you know, you become vindictive, and then you start to resent that person all through the whole thing, and then the emotions you feel attached to it. So instead of feeling all those ways and getting crazy and getting all these kinds of ways,
right,
I'd rather let it end. I don't want to say that I wouldn't want to find out. I would like to know the truth, because it's not fair for someone to have that. And even, like, you know, when you, all right, you ever see, like, those type of movies where they show you one person cheated, they feel bad about it, they're holding on to it, so now they're treating you, like, out of guilt.
Yeah.
I don't want that either. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't want somebody to overcompensate. Like, be yourself, because you're not giving me the real you. And now everything you're doing is from like a low form, like fear that you I find out fear, guilt, like all these bad things. You know what I mean? And I'd rather not.
So basically, I just want to reiterate too, really quick. So did we agree that, okay, cheating is because of a lack of something, like communication? Like, would you guys agree that cheating occurs because of a lack of something, or it's a personal issue within that person?
I think it's both. I say both because if you are on the verge of cheating,
mm-hmm.
you have to give your partner the chance to be on the same page as you, mm-hmm. to be able to work out whatever the kinks are, like whatever the case may be, whether it's like, you don't listen to me, or, you know, I want somebody who I can confide in, or I want somebody who can, whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Different situations. I feel like it's fair to give the opportunity of that. You know, sometimes some people are with someone and they keep telling them, hey, this is the issue I'm having. You're not helping. You're not trying to be better. You're not trying to listen. You're not trying to work on this.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I can say in that situation, it might be harder, because if you're married now,
mm-hmm.
now you got this person that you're trying to give them the opportunity to say, hey, let's grow better in this kind of way. And you're like, I don't want to. I don't want to put forth the effort. That's hard, because I already know, like, the divorce are not that easy, right? And then now you're kind of stuck with this person, like, that doesn't want to, like, fucking change. So then now what the fuck you do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
You can't stay in that hell forever.
I think that's where emotional cheating can come through. You know, basically, especially, you know, if you feel like you can't talk to your partner, you know what I mean? And I've been in a similar situation, but I still don't think that, you know, stepping out is the best way to do it. I definitely think just leaving the situation is the best thing. But, who do you guys think cheat more, women or men?
I think it's equal. Men are villainized more than women. But I think it's pretty much equal.
I think at this point, 2000, we're about to be in 2020. 2020, it's getting equal.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like...
And who cheats better, y'all think? Like, who's better
women.
At it?
Women cheat better because men have shown how stupid they are when they get caught.
Yeah, true.
You know, so when you do have someone who is, you know, loyal to you and whatever the case may be, and then sometimes I read things where men get caught and it's the stupidest shit. Like, the stupidest...
So what are some signs you're getting cheated on? Like, what do you think? Like... Demetrius, what are some signs you're getting cheated on?
Well, for me, like...
If you find a fucking condom somewhere, like, you know, a fucking used condom or something. Mm-hmm. Who got cheated? Somebody got cheated on. I think, like, a celebrity or a socialite got cheated on because somebody, like, I think somebody's wife found, like, a receipt to buy condoms.
Chloe's husband. What's his name?
Was that Tristan or was that Chad
Ochocinco? That was Tristan.
It was one of those. It was somebody, an athlete, a celebrity, Tristan. Whatever, and... Their wife or girlfriend found a receipt, and it was them late night going to like a Walgreens or something, and they bought a condom, left the receipt in their pants. I guess she was cleaning or washing the clothes, and she took it out and she read it and is like, box of condoms at this time, this day, in this area. And he got caught. So it's just kind of like stupid, you know, like those kind of stupid things.
I think people's, those who are capable of having guilty conscience will, usually expose them to cheating, because for my second wife, it was like, when we first got married, I told her before we got married, like, look, I was in a 9-year marriage. It was miserable. I'm not staying in this marriage. If you cheat, the moment you cheat, this marriage is over. So the first sign was she had got up like 4:00 in the morning. We lived like 15 minutes away from the gym.
This is who?
My second wife.
Your second wife. All right.
So we live like 15 minutes away from the gym. She gets up 4:00 in the morning to go to the gym. Mm-mm. She comes back like just before I leave for work. And I asked her where she was. She was like at the gym. So when I got to work, called the gym. What time do you open? We open at 6:00. Okay, cool. Second thing was, you know, I was in a dead end job. I mean, it paid really good. I was working for Dade County, and I just hated the job, and I would always be late for work on purpose. And I was like, you know what? My situation is not going to change until I change. So I'm going to start going to work, being on time, and perhaps my situation to get better. So I got a half hour early to go to work. So I'm walking to the bus stop, and I notice she's following me in the SUV. And so I called
her. She's following you. Yeah. Okay.
So I called her, like, why are you following me? Oh, you saw me? It's like, dude, it's hard to miss a big SUV.
Right. Especially if you guys freaking live together. Right.
Exactly.
What the
so
hell?
So she was like, oh, you know, you left for work early. You know, I'm thinking you're going to see some chick. It's like, dude, what am I supposed to do? Get there in like 2 minutes? Do something and then get to work on time? Are you serious?
Right.
So that was the second sign. The final sign was, I'm the type of person, I would never go through your phone. If you're cheating, it'll eventually
come out. I believe that
but
too.
It was this one night, man, my conscience or whatever
the
it was.
The vibes, whatever the case was.
Said, pick up that phone. And I toured with that for 15, 20 minutes. And eventually I picked up the phone, saw the last text with some dude saying that I'm laying here in bed and I'm thinking about you and I can't wait to see you again.
And you guys aren't married.
Yes. And that was the last straw. I was like, I'm done.
Did you wake her up right then and
there? Oh, yeah, I did.
What did you say?
I just threw her a phone and said, check your messages and walked out.
What?
Yep.
Damn.
And then what was... Okay, so can I ask you... So. Like, on the topic of cheating, right? Once everything hits the fan, et cetera, and your situation of, like, the stories that you're telling us, did you give her, I don't want to say closure, but did you get any closure from why she was behaving that way? Not saying that there should be any reason for someone to do that.
You know what?
Because you already told her from the jump what you expected and what you didn't like or what you were not going to deal with. So when you showed her the phone and you threw the phone at her, and I'm guessing she probably tried to redeem herself, maybe say like...
Yeah, she called me like 2 hours later and saying that, oh, I don't see any text. I was like, of course not, because you deleted it.
So she was in denial.
Of course.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, wow. She could have at least just fucking been cool. I mean, not cool, but you know what I'm saying? At least just admitted to it at that point.
I'm sorry. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I fucked up.
That's when you gotta buy your head down. You can't act like stupid now. Now, that's the worst kind of cheater right there.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Trying to make you seem like freaking retarded.
Right.
Yeah, that's the worst. Yeah.
And that was it? Did she try to, like, beg for you? Like, did she try to, like, send, you know, call you at work?
No, because most people know, like, for me, the worst thing you could do is cheat. I don't mind the screaming, cursing, all that stuff.
Right.
Whatever.
Did you ever care to, like, confront the other person?
No. I'm the type of person, I understand that if you and I are in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
my issue is with you.
Right.
Not with any outside
right.
parties. In psychology, they call that anger displacement.
Yes!
It's like you're mad at this person when you should be mad at that person.
Right, you're just trying to direct that energy somewhere.
So at what point, do you think at any point it's okay to get another person, outside person involved? Because like I was reading, there was another story about like the girl from Bad Girls Club and her husband, like it came out that she had a threesome with somebody outside of her marriage. So that guy went to meet up with that guy and the girl, you know, just trying to get, like, the story straight.
No,
like,
not at all necessary.
No,
you know,
no.
Unless, like, you know, I mean, I don't even know what the exception would be for that situation. But, like, you deal with the bullshit. The person that's doing the bullshit, you handle them. That's it. Because
mm-hmm.
then now they're stuck with whoever and that bullshit that we're doing. You know what I mean? And it's crazy because I'm pretty sure right after that happened with you and her, I'm pretty sure she probably didn't even really keep fucking with the other guy. I'm pretty sure.
She actually ended up marrying.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
Plot twist. Oh, my God.
I can't discuss that. But
No.
It didn't end well for them, but
But you know what? In something like that, I'm pretty sure that guy is not really 100% all there either with happiness because he already knows what she was doing while she was with you. So it can seem on the exterior that they might be really happy, but I'm pretty sure when he goes to sleep at night, in some moments, there's probably like some kind
of
activity.
No, but see, the funny thing with
me
is I'm still cool with all my exes. Girlfriends, ex-wives.
But when you say cool, right? You mean like, I see you in the street, what's up? Or cool,
like, we can
happy birthday, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Congrats on the baby. Mm-hmm. See, I can't do that. I'm not a person. I'm not. See, you're bigger. You're bigger than me, because with that situation, especially like with the marriage, I wouldn't have shit to say. I would have rocks to throw. Like, you know what I mean? Literal rocks. Like,
well, the situation with that was that she ended up marrying a dude, right, and having a kid from him, but he started beating her. Because she has my name tattooed on her.
Shut the fuck up.
She will not get it removed.
Who, the second wife?
Yeah.
She won't get it removed? Why?
Because I guess she knew she had a great guy and she screwed up. Because after she divorced that guy, she tried to come back to me. I was like, I don't hustle.
Oh, so she divorced the guy?
Yeah.
So they didn't live happily ever after.
Yeah, I told you, no, they didn't.
Oh, I thought you said they did.
No, they didn't.
Motherfucker.
Okay, so is it safe to say that you cannot move on from cheating, basically? Like, once a person cheats on you, that's it.
Everyone's different, but once you cheat on me, I'm done. Yeah. Because I know my sanity is going to be carried out with that person. Like, I feel like once that happens, I am no longer 100% with you as I was. The love is not the same, because I'm gonna start treating you different, and it's just not fair after a certain point. Because I could say that I forgive you, but I've seen a lot of relationships say I forgive you, and then something happens like, but remember when you cheated on me, but remember when you did this, and only thought you were cheating on me because remember when you did that. That's like, it's gonna always be brought up and brought up and brought up. And a lot of people say that they forgive, but they forgive and keep bringing it up. So it's like as if they're still cheating on you, might as well, because you're treating them that way. A lot of people don't really know how to say I forgive you and then really continue or start over.
But what do you think about these people that be like, oh, Beyonce and Jay-Z are freaking like relationship goals, this and that.
That's a whole other thing. I'm just waiting for her to write a book.
I think they're more focused on their status than they
status
are.
And money, you because know?
They don't even know the ins and outs of the details of their relationships. All they know is the highlights that are reported on the news.
Right.
Well, I think that we have fully pretty much explored the, you know, the whole subject, I think. I don't think that we need to talk about this, because I'm after all that, I'm just feeling like, whoo.
Child. It's a lot. And thank you for sharing your stories. Like, yo, they are so good.
And you are such a nice man. Like, you really do not ever deserve that type of treatment.
You deserve 10 bad bitches every month. Like,
period.
10 bad bitches. 10 bad bitches every month for 2020.
10 bad bitches every month.
Every month. 10 bad bitches.
Period.
Nah, but, I mean, stuff happens.
Are you single?
Yes, I am. I've been single since 2009. But,
oh, wow. Damn.
It's 2019. But do you date?
I haven't dated.
Do you want to get back in there?
Not really.
You know, once we air this, we might have some ladies for you.
I'm good.
Ready? You know what? We need to do a little matchmaking team.
He's nice. He's nice and chocolate, baby.
Okay, he got the muscles.
Are you born and raised in Miami?
Nah, I was born in Pahokee, but I grew up in Alabama.
Alabama? How long you been in Miami?
27 years.
All right, so you a Miami boy. We ain't hearing all that other stuff.
Speaking of a Miami man, a Florida man.
Oh, a Florida man. Tell us.
I have an article. It's been a while since we did one of these. Like, I really do got to get better on, you know.
We're getting better, guys. Little by little.
But this one was really funny, so I had to tell you guys, of course, with CBS Miami. So, a Florida man is in jail for trying to pay for his food at a McDonald's drive-thru with a bag of marijuana, according to police. Port St. Lucie police say 23-year-old Anthony Gallagher went through the drive-thru around 2 a.m. Sunday and tried to trade his bag of marijuana for food. The McDonald's worker refused, and Gallagher drove off, only to return a short time later. When he went through a drive a second time, police were there. Police say they noticed a heavy odor of marijuana emitting from the car and found approximately 11 grams. Wow. Gallagher told police he did offer the drugs in exchange for food, but he did it as a joke. Police did not find it funny and charged him with marijuana possession and driving under the influence. I mean, you Miami criminals just got to do better, man. Like, this is crazy. Like, come on now.
I just can't wait for, like, us to be 100% legal so that's not even anything.
And why would you tell the police that you did it as a joke? Yeah. Like, you're dumb. Like, right. Take his ass to jail. You didn't even make that police do his damn job. That's why the fuck? Come come on, man.
No, but the part that cracks me up is that his last name is Gallagher. Like,
it's like the Gallagher.
Fucking Shameless.
One of my favorite shows.
That is some Gallagher shit. So I guess that's just, you know, attached to the last name. That's some Gallagher shit to do.
Yeah. Well, thanks again, Demetrius, for coming as a guest on our podcast. My really pleasure.
Please.
We do appreciate
it. Share your IG if you have one.
Do you have Instagram? An IG?
Yeah.
Yeah, share your Instagram.
Share
with
it
people.
Up, baby. Share it up.
I mean, I don't know it by heart.
All right, pull that bad baby up.
Pull it up. Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Get on him. Get on him.
We're going to get you right for the 2020, baby.
Period. 10 bad bitches every month.
Period, poo.
10 bitches. 10 bitches every month.
10 bad bitches every month for the 2020. Yeah, you heard? It. You heard?
That's it. That's it. Hit us up if you're looking for a fine chocolate thing.
So his IG handle, ladies, is D_MCCLAIN. Okay? Come get this chocolate man,
period,
y'all. Come
poo.
Get him. Come get him.
Period, poo.
He a good man. Okay? Miami Day. Okay?
Hey, in the day. Hey. Well, thank you guys for listening to our episode. Okay? We gave you guys a lot to think about. Okay? Listen, if you're gonna have a little outside situation,
right.
Do your partner a favor. Just go ahead and break up with them.
Just break up with them.
Just break up with
and
them.
And if you feel like cheating, stop trying to marry people you ain't ready for. Stop trying to commit to things you are not ready for.
Hello.
Like, exactly. Don't pressure yourself. No one puts a gun to your head to get married.
Period.
I mean, you know, at least not here. So...
Okay.
Just saying, you there's no
keep
pressure.
It real, okay?
Just, and there's no pressure.
And we know it's hard for y'all to do too. We know it's hard for y'all dudes to just keep it real in the slightest bit. But anyways, we're not gonna. That's a whole nother episode to talk about that. But so once again, you're listening to
Miami-ish,
and this is Rissa
and Naima.
Oh, and my Instagram is yellowbone_x. Y'all should be following me by now. So I don't understand. What's the problem?
What's the hold up? What's the hold up?
This is the millennium, okay? You gotta get with it, boo. Okay.
Get with
it. Your Instagram handle. That's why we gave it.
XONAYIMAXO. Thank you guys.
Alright, bye.
Wow.